Hello everyone, I'm Sarah Jenkins and I'm a marine biologist specialising in dolphin behaviour. Today I want to share some fascinating insights into the lives of these incredible creatures. People often ask me how I got into this field. As a child, I was obsessed with nature documentaries and I initially thought I'd end up working at an aquarium. However, the real turning point was when I spent a weekend volunteering at a local rescue centre. Seeing the dedicated team rehabilitate injured marine life made me realise I wanted to study these amazing animals in their natural habitats. Dolphins are incredibly gregarious animals, usually found in large pods. While it's easy to assume they group together primarily for cooperative hunting, or perhaps for protection against sharks, the reality is that their social bonds are what truly keep them together. They form complex friendships that can last a lifetime. Communication is key to maintaining these relationships. Instead of just making random noises, each dolphin develops a specific sound to identify itself. You might think they rely on a warning cry to alert others to danger, but it's actually a signature whistle that functions much like a human name, allowing them to broadcast their identity to the rest of the pod. But they don't just communicate vocally. Their physical movements speak volumes. For instance, if you see a dolphin forcefully hitting the surface of the water with its tail, you might assume it's just a burst of excitement or playful behaviour. In reality, though, it's generally a sign of aggression, meant to warn off rivals or express irritation. We also study their famous echolocation. They emit clicks that bounce off objects, giving them a detailed acoustic map of their surroundings. While this certainly helps them avoid crashing into underwater obstacles in murky water, they actually rely on it mostly to find hidden prey buried deep beneath the ocean floor. Speaking of sounds, people are always fascinated by the idea of dolphins talking to us. However, dolphins lack the requisite palate anatomy to articulate human consonants, although they are capable of producing vowel sounds. So while they can't quite say complex words like we do, they can certainly mimic the pitch and tone of our voices to a remarkable degree. Their intelligence also shines through in how they interact with researchers in sanctuaries. When working with them, you might think they respond best to spoken words or even facial expressions, but actually, they are incredibly adept at interpreting hand signals, which trainers use to communicate complex tasks to them. In the wild, this intelligence extends to using tools. It's well documented that some dolphins use objects to protect their sensitive snouts while foraging. I'd read early theories suggesting they might use empty shells for this, but observations have confirmed they actively select sea sponges to cover their noses before digging in rough sand. Sadly, their environment is increasingly under threat. While we hear a lot about the devastating effects of plastic waste or getting tangled in fishing nets, what's currently causing the most immediate disruption to their communication networks is noise pollution from heavy shipping traffic. It drowns out their calls and can easily separate mothers from their calves. Looking ahead, I'm planning a new study to monitor their migration routes. Instead of attaching satellite tags, which can be somewhat invasive, or trying to gather DNA samples, my team and I will be using digital photographs of their dorsal fins. Each fin is entirely unique, allowing us to track individuals safely and accurately over long distances.